प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति केवल अरलोमी महाराज की जय। नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर की जय। नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीमद गौरकिशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज की जय। नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय। नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीमद जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। रूपानु गुरु वर्ग की जय। नमाचार श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपी गण राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोविंद राधा गोपीनाथ राधा मदन मोहन जी की जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम। श्री श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। वृंदा देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री श्री वासुदेव गौड़िया मठ की जय। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौ प्रेमाय
small devotees, and we have been really honored and blessed by the presence of gracious presence of Sri Bhakti, my Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj. This is Vasudev Gaudiya Math, as you must be knowing. The house belongs to Vinod Vani Devi Dasi. She was direct disciple of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, 1981, when she departed to Vaikuntha Loka, she gave this house for service of Guru and Gauranga so that devotees can come and sing and chant name of Hari Guru Vaishnav. And today this dream is fulfilled. First, everybody has come, great Vaishnava acharyas have come here, and this, we are singing Nam Sankirtan. And I request everybody that whenever you all come, please come to this Gaudiya Math, it's a very small place. Now, Sajjaya Samara and everybody would know. So, in this word, I request Srila Bhaktivinoda Narayan Maharaj to kindly bless us with his lecturing word. Hare Krishna.
राधाकुंदम गिरिवर महोराधिकमाधवासम प्राप्तो जग्र प्रसिद्ध कृपया श्री गुरु नमो विष्णु पादाय गौर प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्री शिव भक्ति प्रज्ञान के शवंति वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णाय प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते
First of all, I want to give my Pushpanjali, affectionate Pushpanjali to the Lord of Siddha, my whole Holy Master, Nitya Lila Pravishwam Vishnu Vashishman Bhakti, Prajnan Kesho Vrshangar. I also to offer my heartly affection to the Lord's feet of Nitya Lila Pravishwam Vishnu Vashishman Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. I also want to give my heartly affection to the Lord of Sri Siksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. Also Param Pujyapad to the Lord of Feet of Param Pujyapad Srimad Bhakti Keval Arulomi Maharaj. And also my affection and love to the Lord's feet of Srimad Param Pujyapad Srimad
Bhagavad
Maharaj. I have met personally with Nitya Lila Pravishwam Vishnu Vashishma Bhakti Keval Arulomi Maharaj. So many times I can also to I have met Srila Bhakti Maharaj. They have so much mercy to me. I know this birthday Gaudiya Math since 1946. So much about this. I have read in the Gaudiya, Sri Gaudiya of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Also I have read it in the Dainik Nadiya Prakash. That's it too. Also I have read Harmonist. There I have seen. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami Thakur and his father and holy master of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, perhaps he wanted to preach the Vedic culture and knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, also the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this Kirtan movement in Western culture. So he sent so many Chaitanya Swamis to preach, especially in England. He first sent Pujya Padman Maharaj. After that, he sent Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. Then he came first. Pujya Pad Tirtha Maharaj also. Bhakti Upadhi Tirtha Maharaj. He was the first disciple renounced order he took from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was the first person. He took this
Diksha.
Diksha also. And Yagrupavi. Before that, the devotees of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his name was, I don't remember, Bhakti Tirtha. Take someone, please. He had not taken separate trade. He was the first person. And after that he gave non-order to Tirtha Maharaj. He was also sent here with, I know the Brahmachari's name, who came here. When Swamiji, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, was sent, he came here. And he met with Queen and Prince and all other very prominent. He preached here. He went to any beach or garden, park. I don't remember the name of the park. And he, at once, in a grove he found an adhok sajit, Vasudeva Murti. I have taken darshan in Mayapur. And he at once became so glad, and he at once telephoned to Prabhupada. And he became so much overjoyed. Our here in England, our mission will be surely successful. This is the sign of that. Vasudev Krishna has come himself. Without any causeless mercy, he has come. And he ordered the disciples to establish a Gaudiya Math here. And that name will be Vasudev Gaudiya Math.
Mayo!
It was found in a
Queen's Garden.
In a grove hidden. How he came there? At that time, perhaps no devotees of our line were there here. But he came to show that I'm going to be rebuilt here in England. And then Prabhupada became so much happy. When he returned to Swami Maharaj, he took this. And Prabhupada was so happy. So, I know Vinod Baninam, who was first, met with Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj. And he but very renowned, a very renowned family and a rich family. She was aristocratic. And she was so moved, and she said that I want to be initiated by Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. At that last, she given everything. She offered her body, mind, soul, earth, this money, everything, this house also. And after this, going to Goloka Vrindavan. Basudev Gaudiya Math Basu, exactly. We are now doing kirtan and we are chanting Harina and the service of Adhokshad was there, but now instead of Adhokshad Vigraha, because we are devotee of pure divine couple Siddhartha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here, and we are so lucky that it has come to be much established by Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupāda. What is the meaning of Adhokshaja and Vasudeva? We should know. If you are in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Gaur Vinod Bani line. This is Gaur Vinod Bani line. Rupan is another thing. In Rupanu, Gauriya Vinod Bani. Gaur Mane Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Śrīla Prabhupāda Bhakti Siddhānta. Ved Mane Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Pani Mani is himself Saraswati Thakur. And that is Prabhupada Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. In the middle age, after Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur, you may have heard the name of Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Baldev Vidyabhushan. A dark period came. And the Vaishnavas were driven from the Rupa Goswami line. And the day they came, Sahajiya Babaji like. You know Sahajiya Babaji? Some Babajis of Vrindavan and Radha Gunda. They don't know anything. They don't know washing after making tool or anything. Understand? What? To wash their hands also. No knowing O, A, Ka, Kha, Ga. Never they have been to any school. They don't know what is body and what is soul. No difference at all. And the Babaji used to give Siddha Deya. And you are a gopi. And then having so many videos with them. So, all the devotees of India went to do hate from all Babaji. And thought that all the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in disciplic order are like the same Sahajiya Babaji. And they began to hate all Vaishnavas. It was very difficult to reach any learned location to tell that I am Gaudiya Vaishnava. Everyone used to say that. Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur came. He published Śrī Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami. And really he preached all over India, especially in Bengal and all over India. What was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami? There are Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami has told that there are five kinds of knowledge. Five kinds of knowledge. Pratyaksha. What are you realizing and seeing by all senses, five kinds of senses. This is Pratyaksha. But Pratyaksha is not helpful. It is not real. It is only the shadow, perfect reflection of that body, a prakriti jagat. Changing minute, all these things. So Pratyaksha, knowledge means direct knowledge. Is not good. We cannot
rely
on that. If you rely, we'll have to go in the chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. The Prabhupada tells another. In this, charvak, you know, charvak, eat, drink and vengeance. This is it. We have not seen God, there is no God, no Vedas teachings, everything is quite wrong. Brahmins of India, they cheat all foolish persons. So, no God, no soul, nothing. Anyone has not to repay, if he is taking loans, he will have not to repay in any other life, there is no other life at all. So, he is charuvak. It seems very favorable and good and sweet words, but deceitful, they deceive. I'll have to tell so many things, but I cannot because time is very short. Then comes paroksha jnana. That is, karma bhatsori of Jaimini. So many austerities are done. Fire chaps are done. Rice yajadhyas. And the fruit we will test in heaven. This is called paroksha jnana. Paroksha jnana in English, indirect knowledge. After this world we will test that. And after that, aparokshavad. What is the meaning of aparokshavad? You can know by example. The theories of Shankaracharya are called aparokshavad. No guide at all. He has no self. He has no attributes. He has no power. Not anything. But he told that not zero. But it cannot be defined by mind or any word. But there is no shape of God. Like Buddhist, zero one. That is salvation. Sai is Javad, he is upper Shabbat. Then more, if you ascend more, then Adhokshaja. Experience of the knowledge of Vaikuntha. Narayan has so many accolades there. He has four hands, Sankh Chakra and Sada Padma. He is Lord of Lords. Here Narad and all will pray like Lakshmi, like Narad, and they will do so much stuti and all of that. He has no appetite. He has no friends, he has no father and mother, he has not so many belongings, only one. This is called Adhokshaja Jnana. From there we will not come again in this world. That is very good. And after this, Golok Vrindavan, Aprakritham, transcendental abode of Radha and Krishna, Gopi, Nanda. This is called aprakrita, knowledge, and that is aprapita love affection. Vishuddha prem there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended. To group these things, we don't want heaven. We don't want luxury in this world. We don't like to have a salvation mixing ourselves in Brahma. We don't want Shanti. Shanti means annihilation of Atma. Like a stone. If a stone is broken, he will not tell that I am feeling some suffering or anything. And if you give it in Amrita,
nectar,
he will not feel anything. So it is like more than a murder. Annihilation of Atma. So we hate, all Vaishnavas hate. After that, Vaikuntha, devotees want to serve him. As a Prabhu, being a Das servant. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come. Only to give this thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself, Krishna, also has some. All the modes of Srimati Radhika and golden color of Radhika. So Krishna himself with the mode and with and golden beauty of Srimati Radhika, like Srimati Radhika, both has become as a Sachinandan Gaudhari. She has come only to give this world something. She has not only to come. जदा जदा ही धर्म से निर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थान अधर्म से तदात्मान परित्रणाय साधुनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतं धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संतवान ये आर नॉट कम फॉर दिस थिंग टू चेंज युग धर्म टू एस्टैब्लिश युग धर्म एंड टू पनिश एविल पर्सन इट इज नॉट विद यू. This is not the duty of Radha and Krishna. He can order
Mahavishnu,
that is Sadashi, or to anybody. So he came only to give this thing. Anarpitacharin kirat karunya vatirna kalau samarpitam munna sajjana sangsa bhakti hariha purat sundar jyoti kadamba sandhita sadahidaya kandari suru. I explained this is low anywhere else. We have come first to taste Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisha. How is the Pranaya of Srimati Radhika to Krishna? How he tastes before Madhurya Bhav? Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, and after testing what kind of happiness, ananda comes. You should know there is far difference in ananda and sukh. So much difference. Sukh, when happiness has no object and no only self-happiness, no object, then it is called sukh. And when we want to give priti for the satisfaction of Krishna, for the happiness of Krishna we do, and we see that Krishna is so happy, and then we become happy, then this is ananda. Ananda has object and ashray, both. Ashray, you know, Srimati Radhika abode, and Krishna is object. But sometimes it turns over. Srimati Radhika becomes object and Krishna sometimes becomes
receptacle.
So, when a devotee sucks like manjaris, rup manjaris, that is manjaris, are serving Radha and Krishna both, and if they are so much happy seeing this, it comes to that devotee, then it is called ananda. If a gopi was praying to Radha and Krishna, he saw their beat. At one overhead power. And the fan came out of his hand. At it. Fell down upon the earth. At once took up the fan and told that, oh, this Bhikma. Bhikma means?
Fire means?
Yes.
Or alas.
Alas.